USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A current high-level White House national security official will be meeting with Congress today as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, a copy of his opening statement indicates he'll tell lawmakers about his concerns with President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is House Democrats are planning the next steps towards the possible impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the House will vote Thursday on a bill to establish the procedure in the ongoing inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts.
We've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selected parts of it. You can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Winds are picking up again in California, fanning the flames of numerous wildfires, including the Kincaid Fire, which continues to blaze in Northern California. A San Mateo County Fire Department Assistant Chief is Jonathan Cox.
90,000 structures are still threatened on this fire, and we can confirm that we now have 123 structures that have been destroyed.
Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands in California are expecting to have their power turned off later today in another bid to prevent high winds from downing power lines and igniting even more fires. A Texas police officer is in critical condition after he was shot during an early morning traffic stop in Denton, Texas, north of Dallas-Fort Worth. The officer, whose name has not been released, was rushed to a hospital and faced emergency surgery. A man and woman were taken into custody in connection with that shooting. The Fed opens a 2-day policy meeting today, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CEO of Boeing says mistakes were made when it comes to the 737 MAX jets that have been grounded since March. Dennis Muhlenberg will be testifying today and tomorrow at 2 congressional hearings. In prepared testimony already released, he apologizes to everyone affected by 2 deadly plane crashes 5 months apart involving those 737 MAXs. He now says flight control software has undergone hundreds of tests and there are also updates. Pilot training. Popeye's Chicken says its popular chicken sandwich will be coming back soon. The company announcing it'll be back on the menu by Sunday, November 3rd. With the return of the sandwich comes the return of crowds, they expect, and that's why they're hiring hundreds of additional workers to help keep up with it. In addition to the return of the sandwich, Popeye's is launching an app that can alert customers when the chicken sandwich is available. And those with Apple phones can now send a yawning smiley face, a sloth, or an otter. Yeah, those are among the dozens of new emojis that have been released for iPhone users. But the biggest focus is on inclusion and diversity. For example, people in wheelchairs and seeing eye dogs and prosthetic limbs. There's also a bunch of gender-neutral options and a new way to select the skin tone in the holding hands emoji. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.